Hello, this is Tina Atifa Masood, and I'm back with one of my audio blogs. Well, it's another very, very dark day that we had yesterday, 23rd of December, 2014, when the NDFB Sangbijit group gunned down more than 100 people. More than, they say 50, but I think the casualties are more than 100 in the Kokrajhar district. Well, what is it you want, NDFB Sangbijit group? Do you want these people, these Adivasis who have been the people of the land, to leave Kokrajhar and go relocate to some other place? But is this the way of how you treat people, of how you try to do the ethnic cleansing? What would you call this? Would you call this an act of heroism, or you think yourself to be Superman or Spider-Man or what? Or somebody like who's trying to clean out, or what, you call yourself Hitler? Well, the news, you know what says? What it says? It says that you guys are acting like Talibans, but then you're worse than Talibans. You're worse. I mean, you have, let me tell you, you've got good news. You have a genre. You are not like Talibans, you're worse than them. You are cowards. You are, you know what you call people who should be like buried alive. What are you doing? You have gunned down young children, small babies, women while they were asleep, and you gunned them down through their heads, through their guts, through their bodies. How could you do that? And where are your children and your women? They are safe, right? They're safe in some place where nobody could touch them. Wow. Now that is great. That is what I call the act of a coward. If you really had some brains in your heads or head or whatever, you would have come to talk. You definitely are not educated. You are not literate enough to understand that there is something called talking. There is something where people sit together, talk across the table, and they come to a solution. But you prefer to go the other way around about how to do some ethnic cleansing, how to kill these people, just kind of diminish their population, or maybe kind of cleanse them totally so that they are scared, they are threatened. But let me tell you, they are not. They are not threatened at all. They are not scared. Do not terrorize people. If you think you consider yourself to be a terrorist group, and you think you are doing something for the development of your state, then do so. You should do something for the development of your state instead of terrorizing people, killing people. Are you guys humans? Someone was saying that you guys are like animals. But I don't believe this. I have never seen an animal killing another one of its brother or sister in times of need. Of course, when they're hungry, yes, they do. They look at that other animal as a prey, but not when they're in distress. I saw this little clip when I was a little girl. I saw how this hippopotamus actually saved a deer from the mouth of an alligator. This was a small clip, it stayed in my mind. So when people say that the NDFB or the Talibans or whatever, these terrorist groups are like animals, and I say no, I beg to differ, because humans do not fall in the category of animals anymore. No, animals are elevated beings. Animals are kind beings. They are more humane. We humans are born to rot in hell. And this particular time that we're going through, I can see that we do not have love for anyone. Not anyone. It is just by the stroke of a sword or a bullet or by anything. We just tend to kill a small innocent being, a helpless small baby, a girl, a little boy. I'm sure. NZFB, you must have seen the pictures which have been splashed across the television. And of course, we got to see some of them in the social network, where we see these little babies turning yellow and blue and all different colors. I tell you, NZFB, NZFB, Sangbijit Group, or whoever you are, you know what? You guys are cowards. That's my last word for you. You guys are big, big cowards, because you cannot come and talk, because you do not have the brains to talk. You only know how to kill, and kill innocent small children, women who know nothing about politics, who know nothing about staying in a particular land. They had come here for their work. They had come to Kokrajhar for their work, and you have killed them. Now, if you follow any religious religion, if you follow any religion, you will understand that in every book it is written that you are not supposed to kill anything, anyone, harm anyone, but you did. I don't know what religion you follow. I don't know. Maybe it's a religion of killing humans or whatever, but let me tell you that if you still have a bit of conscience inside you, a bit of inner conscience that still, you know, wants to do good, read the books, read the holy books, whatever religion you follow, and see that you're not supposed to kill another human being or an animal or even an ant. We are all supposed to live in cohesion, together, as one world, as one big human chain. NDFB, you are cowards.